Vlad the Drac by Anne Youngman, read by Anthony Daniels. Chapter 1. The Ravine. Judy and Paul got back into the coach. It wasn't their idea of a holiday. 3 monasteries in one day. Admittedly, they were painted monasteries covered with pictures from the Bible hundreds of years old, and all the grown-ups seemed to think they were very splendid. But Judy and Paul agreed it was boring. Mr. and Mrs. Stone had had this idea of a week's coach trip in Romania, and Judy and Paul had thought it sounded good. But mostly, it had been sitting in a coach.
"Well, it's only a few more days," said Paul. "And Mum and Dad are having a good time. Maybe we'll get a proper holiday this summer."
"I certainly hope so," said Judy as she settled once again in her place in the coach. Mrs. Stone leant forward.
"Don't look so miserable, you two. That's our last monastery. We're going up into the mountains now, and the guide says it's snowing up there. You should like that."
Paul brightened up.
"Snow at Easter? Oh, good. We'd be able to go tobogganing and sliding and build a snowman and play snowballs."
"Well, no," said Mother. "I doubt it. We'll just be driving through, but it'll look beautiful. And the mountains are covered with pine trees with snow resting on them. It'll look like an illustration from a fairy story."
"What's the use of snow if you can't play in it? I don't want to look at it," grumbled Paul.
"These are no ordinary mountains," said Mr. Stone, trying to cheer the children up. "They're the Carpathian Mountains. We're travelling into Transylvania, and that's vampire country. Vampires have wings and long pointed teeth that suck blood from people at night when they're asleep."
"Really?" said Paul. "But I thought vampires were mythical creatures that never really existed."
"That's right," said Mr. Stone. "But this is where the myth comes from.